Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
The Texan train rolls on, and the story of Stroud is just beginning. Houston dominant, 45-14, and they're on to the divisional.
They come into Dallas. They had them their first loss here all year.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
I like this radio station.
I don't know what you were talking about.
Hey, welcome back in. Great to be
what
here.
What the heck?
Thanks, Del.
Thanks.
Pretty
Thanks
cool.
For cutting that off like you did.
Are we still on the air?
Oh, my goodness.
I just have to ask.
That's
are we
the
on
first
the air?
Technical difficulty I think we've had ever.
Today, yep.
Our phones are working today, so if you want to call in, 713-780-3776.
It's been quiet. It's been quiet on the phone lines, which is a little shocking considering that the Dallas I do want to hear from a Cowboy fan, you know. What are you thinking now? Like, now what? And you don't have to address the Texans being better than you. You don't have to address us having a quarterback, but you can just talk about what's going on with your team. You can talk about what's going on with, so my wife got a text from a Cowboy fan yesterday, one of her friends who said some very ugly things about not only Mike McCarthy, but also Dan Quinn.
McCarthy doesn't make it through this, does he?
I don't think so. You saw the favorite.
If Nick Sirianni's going to get fired if he loses tonight, there is zero chance Mike McCarthy makes it through this.
I don't think so. Did you see the talk with Bill Belichick?
Yes. No, he's the favorite right now.
Yeah, he's the favorite, but Jerry Jones loves to have control. Bill Belichick loves to have control.
Well, Bill Belichick won't have control with
Jerry. I don't think Bill would want to work. Listen, I don't know that Bill would want to work
for
Jerry.
No. Bill Belichick has to realize wherever he goes, he ain't having control.
Says you.
No.
Or he just won't go.
No.
How bad do you want him?
No. Bill Belichick will not have control wherever he goes next. Period.
Okay, what if he went to Carolina, where they just fired GM?
Well, then they're going
to
hire him.
And and Dave Tepper would say, oh, yeah, you can. I guarantee you Tepper would let him do everything.
What a horrible choice for young C.J. Stroud. Who's he going to put
Bryce Young?
A defensive coordinator in charge? All right. Of Bryce Young? Really? I mean, honestly, or maybe Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien did well with Bryce Young, actually. Bryce Young liked Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, he appeared to. Yeah, he appeared to.
No, he had some good things to say about Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
So maybe that is a way, or maybe Bill O'Brien's the head coach.
That's what I'd do.
Well.
And general manager. I'd tie them both together.
Yeah, you know, nothing could ever go wrong there. It wouldn't be shocking because I'm going to tell you this. It's the last job out there that anybody wants. Not that if you want to be a head coach in the league, like the Texans had to hire David Culley.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was going to come here? And as terrible as this organization was 3 years ago, honestly, the thought was who would want that job? And who wants that? Carolina job is the least attractive job we've seen in a while. Even less attractive than the Texans job the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it's bad. You have questions about ownership and all that. So Dallas, if they get rid of their head coach, I don't know. But the ugly words that a listener of the show, she's a listener of the show. The ugly things she had to say about Mike McCarthy, her head coach, who got her a division championship, and Dan Quinn, who has been the architect of what has been a really interesting defense that has been good, but also at times not as good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can't believe Cowboy fans would turn on their own like
no,
that.
No, I can't
sad.
Believe it either.
It's a sad thing.
That you'd be ugly towards your organization, which has given you so much joy over these years.
I mean,
was the last time they won, like 30 years ago?
Yeah, you
I mean,
get, you're getting in playoffs all the time. You're fine.
If you were 10, now you're 40. Okay, that's not too long away for another winning season.
James Prescott, Dak Harden is doing great.
How many NFL titles does the city of Houston have? That would be their
That's not what we're talking about.
Be the response. I'm just telling you what the response would be. Got rings?
Yeah, we do have lots of rings. Comets.
Got no
Astros.
NFL, got NFL
Rockets.
Rings. Got NFL rings.
We don't care about that.
Yeah,
we do care about that. Roughnecks. So they will always lean.
No, the Cowboys are just the Oilers. Like yes. This is the team I grew up with. A team that was really good in the regular season, had a lot of good players and Pro Bowlers, and then just broke your heart in the postseason. That's really all the Cowboys are.
Well, and here's
the
good news too for you Cowboy fans. All your players can be in the Pro Bowl now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Guys,
I just
silver
got a
lining.
Pro Bowl poster. It's got all the Browns and all the Cowboys in it.
Oh, guys.
Yeah.
Silver lining, and you don't even have to play games. You get to have dodgeball and pickleball and stuff like that.
This the Cowboys are probably going to be great.
CeeDee Lamb pickleball? Forget it.
I bet
that guy's great.
That's going
to
be great.
Y'all, listen to y'all, all that new money.
No, this is just young gravy in here. This is just young gravy in this building.
All that new money in there.
No, we're old money.
No, you're not.
We go all the way back with 2002.
That's still new money if you're comparing histories.
Let's talk to Giovanni right here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Giovanni?
Hey, good morning. So I was calling just to see if you guys caught the Rockets-Pistons game and if you could talk about why those crumb bums almost beat us.
112 to 110.
I know. That was tight.
That was scary. But did they win? No. They didn't win. So.
No. And Jalen, and, you know, people were, it's so funny. I always, you know, you look at, because I know the narrative, he scored points, he didn't shoot great, was the problem. Is that which is the game? No, it was the Celtics game where Cam Whitmore went off.
22, yeah.
He had a career high of 22 and 7 boards. Cam Whitmore, the more you watch him and the more you see Jalen's inefficient shooting, even when he leads a team in scoring, and he's like 9 of 23. All I can think of is Cam Whitmore is playing Jalen into the trade block. It's going to happen sooner rather than later, too. You remember when Sam Cassell, way back in the day, couldn't play ahead of Scotty Brooks early in the season because they didn't want to rush him? And then by the end of the year, the guy was helping win a title as a rookie.
Yeah.
Cam Whitmore, I'm not saying they're going to win a title this year, but what I'm telling you is Cam Whitmore – started the year playing G League ball and all that, and that's fine. By the end of the year, I think he might be a starting two guard on this team.
Could well be. His defense has to improve. That's one of the things.
Well, and that's the number one thing for.
And that resting B face got to get better too.
No, it doesn't.
Fred VanVleet has been fantastic. The other night against the Pistons, 12 assists, 0 turnovers. He just handled, and it's exactly what they need, a guy that's not going to, that they're not going to, they only had 9 turnovers in that game, which is fantastic. Şengün was fantastic. Jalen didn't shoot well, but he still scored. He still had 28 points. They just barely got by the Pistons, which was, hey, they still won. Hey, they're in the playing game right now.
A win's
they're ahead
a win.
Of the Lakers.
A win's a win.
Eat that. Eat that, Lakers.
Sorry, Dell. Ooh,
I didn't LeBron-er. Call it. I didn't call it about that game. Why are you saying sorry, Dell?
Yeah,
because well, you're a LeBron
fan. I'm not a LeBron.
I got you mixed up with RJ.
RJ, racist.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah.
That feels racist. Is what it feels.
No,
like.
Not racist.
No, you're both producers.
You're both California.
We're different.
You're California and Miami guys. Well, Florida guys.
On this day of all days, you can't differentiate. On this day of all days.
Did you see that they
canceled
the... Did you
learn no lessons?
They canceled the parade for MLK Day because it's too cold.
Well, it is too cold.
Not too cold.
It is,
it's a little cold.
You hate cold weather.
Yeah. Oh, I ain't going.
It ain't too cold.
You weren't
going. You complain when it's 65.
I ain't going. Like, you were going either way.
Well, I was. Yeah, I would have gone if it was nice out.
Hey, me and Wendy had plans until I found out it was too cold.
If it was 85,
can
I
you
would
imagine?
Go.
Can you imagine this conversation if someone was like, if Wendy really wanted to go?
But, yes. No, we would go.
This is what John would say. You can go. You I'm can not go. Going in this weather.
If it was 75 degrees, he's not going.
They'll have it next year. What?
Hey, it's too cold. I'm not going. Stop it.
It was too cold. That's the. They canceled it.
It's the
you
most,
don't know if I was going.
It's the most ridiculous.
You don't know what my plans
you
were.
You don't know what my
you
plans were.
Have
you
were.
Ever been? Were. Have you ever been?
You haven't been. I
never. It's a simple yes or no.
I never knew
yes or
what
no.
day it was on.
You don't know what day the MLK parade is on.
I never knew what day it was on.
Yeah, they never told me.
No, it's still on the same day every year.
Okay. They didn't tell, John.
They didn't tell me.
I just wish, I just hope Frank caught that. It's too cold to go. What? What?
If it was on today, you don't know if I was gone. You don't know?
Maddie with her fallacies.
That's a fallacy. That's a fallacy. What? I can't remember what fallacy that is, but that's one of the fallacies
it's
she's learned about.
It's not a fallacy.
About.
You don't yeah, know. It is. You have no idea what my plans were today. And they canceled the parade, so that's out now. That's out.
That's just
So now that the parade has been canceled.
No, it's postponed.
Oh, okay.
Now they're still doing.
Oh,
hey,
are you
going to
go?
When is it?
Probably Wednesday after it's not.
You
cold.
Don't know what day it is.
It's probably Wednesday.
When you find out what day, are you going to make plans to go?
I don't know. I don't know what my plans are.
Yeah, you don't know, John.
You don't know.
Why? Well, I asked. That's why I don't know. I asked you, and you were like,
Let's break it. You guys, we're getting you all in on the other
Pena,
side.
Pena, Michael, and
Michael,
Ben.
Pena, you guys are all in on the other side. Just hold tight. We'll be right back right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is a quick break because I've got to talk real quick about Daisy, okay? It's Daisy Dips, okay? Daisy Dips is a guilty pleasure. They've got the Daisy Dip Creamy Ranch, and they've got the French onion dip. And I love both of them. Chips, wings, pizza. You can dip your pizza in your ranch dip. Just Daisy Dip makes cottage cheese, makes sour cream. Daisy is a wonderful brand that's been around forever. Now they make French onion and ranch dip. Game-changing flavor. No MSG or that other added junk that I don't even know what it is. I can't pronounce. The taste is amazing. It gets addictive. You are, and I'm telling you, it is addictive. You're looking for a great dip while you're watching your games or just hanging out. Daisy Dip.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pirate Radio with a license.
No woman ever slept with me and lived.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance and the same five guys who always call. Oh, yay.
We got what?
The weather app saying snow flurries right now.
Did you see, we saw from Dallas, somebody tweeted us, X'd us, posted a picture from Dallas. From Dallas, where they had their Texans flag, flying their Texans flag outside their Dallas home, outside of DFW. And it's snow all over the ground. The streets are covered in snow in Dallas. How about that?
Usually it's another type of white substance.
Yeah, it's usually...
Oh.
Yeah, they're chachas. They're all doing blow. They're all doing blow.
Del, that's...
What? Is
not
accurate?
What was the joke about the Cowboys couldn't cross the end zone because Michael Irvin or the team snorted up
the goal line
or whatever, line. That old joke.
Yeah.
That's something I would expect from someone.
I'm not making fun.
I thought you were classier than that after you watched what happened to Natalia Grace.
Well, what does that have to do with thing?
How far in are you? Is she still the devil? Or
I'm into the second season where we hear her side of the story.
That guy, Michael, is the worst.
By the way, he's talking about the documentary he talked about last week.
A dwarf? It's a little person.
A little person. She's a dwarf.
She has dwarfism. It's not a bad word. The D word's not a bad word.
The question is whether...
Well, if you put it like Chris Rose does.
Okay. Maurice Jones-Drew was not
What's
having
the question?
It. The question is whether she's actually 19 now or 30-something. Yeah. Because legally, she was aged to 30-something. And
you'll find out they kind of...
Yeah, I've seen it.
All right, let's get these guys in here. Instead of talking about dwarfs again.
We don't like dwarfs?
No.
Dwarves with knives you don't like?
Pena.
You don't like a dwarf walking into her adopted parents' home? Bedroom at night, holding a knife at the
doorway?
You
don't like that?
You don't like that?
The scene out of Orphan?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not going to do now. Adopt a dwarf.
is a dwarfing.
Once again, much like the MLK parade, you were never doing that.
You don't know. You don't know, Del.
I do know.
No.
Yes, we do.
Pena, what's up?
What's going on, guys? What a great, great, great weekend. Lance and John, guess what I was doing Saturday night? I was doing two things at one time. Can you guess real quick?
Coors Light and...
Okay.
And I don't know what the other thing was.
Uber and...
What else?
No. I was drinking at home and watching the game at home. So there was Coors Lights involved and some Meister the Bell. But I was doing two things at one time. I was dabbing and throwing the H up at the same time.
He did.
Because CJ Stroud put the naysayers on notice, baby. Let's go, Texas!
No, that's true. That's he
See,
used
I
naysay-
told
no.
you. This naysayer thing is out of
no,
hand.
No, naysayers. The NFL Network was naysayers about the Texans.
What?
They all had the Browns
naysayers.
Win.
They all
you
had the Browns.
You can't own that word now, Dale.
I don't want the word. I'm just
now, you know what we're never going to be able to say again? Naysayers.
Oh.
Well, not with the laugh. You can't do it with a smile.
I can't too.
Will you try to say naysayer?
Wait. Where did it come from again? I'm trying to remember.
Reese Davis.
It's a Jalen Milroe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Branding.
It came from Jalen Milroe.
Yeah.
Well, Jalen Milroe tried to clean it up for – he tried to have the edited version
of your
TV.
Will your sons use the soft A when they say naysayer?
My sons don't know about it.
No, they don't know about it. They don't know about it. no, let's go. Next, Michael. What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, man, I'm going to get to this Cowboys thing first. Ooh. You know, I swear to God, the national media wants LeBron James to throw a no-hitter in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're still not getting any coverage of Texans, and like all you hear all morning long is how the Cowboys lost, blah blah blah. Who cares? I'm over the Cowboys, man. But I was cussing Nick Caserio when the Texans were 0-2 about all his draft picks, and I thought he was like a day trader. You know, like. He would get all these one-year contracts and hope they worked out, but it looked like all the players he drafted really showed out. Brevin Jordan, Sting, Christian Harris, all his draft picks. CJ Stroud just balled out, man, I can't wait. I think we got a shot, man. I think we got a shot against Baltimore because we played them once, man, and it's hard to beat a team. It's hard to beat a team twice, so go Texans.
Yeah, Dallas losing is always going to be a bigger narrative than Houston winning for now, but it's coming. I wouldn't worry too much. C.J. Stroud is one of the cool kids, so people will want to talk about the Texans. D'Amico is one of the cool kids, and it's a fun team. I had Charlie Uke, who is one of the biggest bosses at NFL Network. He always gets all excited about UGK stuff, so I sent a picture of the halftime show. You know, showing him that Bun was there and Slim Thug and the different Houston rap. He's like fascinated by Houston, old school Houston rap. Well, he sent me a text. So all I did was I sent him a picture, and then he goes, "The Texans." This is halftime. He goes, "Texans are playing great." I said, "Stroud has iguana blood." At the end of the game, he said, "This is a fun team, young too." That's just it. This is a fun team.
Yep.
This is a very fun team.
A very rootable team.
It is. It's fun.
As opposed to...
But it's also got Will Anderson, who everyone knew, C.J. Stroud. So they're from Blue Blood football program, so you know them. D'Amico Ryans has everything that people love. Like, it is... And now you've got an owner. Did you see him after the game? The Texans at Cal's throwing up Cal throwing his H. No. Although I think it was an older picture. Nothing beats the picture of Cal throwing up an H with a T-shirt that has a picture of Cal throwing up the H. That's the best.
The best. But the best picture was Deshaun standing on the sidelines watching. It could not have worked out better. We would be okay. If Deshaun didn't want to leave, he'd still be here.
And it was not good for us.
Even with all the stuff, and it would have been, you know, there would still be that lingering, nagging feeling in the back saying, is it hard to root for this guy? You know who's not hard to root for? You know who's great to root for? CJ. It could not have worked out better. The list of guys that the Texans and still are going to get because of the Deshaun trade is one of the biggest reasons that the Texans are here today, that the Texans are still in the playoffs. Ben wants to talk about Texans adjustments. What do you say, Ben? Ben, are you there? No, that's not Ben. Can't get there. He is. There's Ben. Hey, Ben.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you now.
Cool, cool. Hey, so what did the Texans defense do differently this time to stop the Browns offense? And also, what was Snacks' reaction to the Texans whooping on the Browns? I'll hang up and listen.
You said Snacks? He was, you know, so he tried to say he was going to be a Cowboy fan now. But he wasn't really it. I know. He was at his friend's house, he was at basketball, and I just crushed him when he got home. I didn't really care about them. I said, what'd you think about the Texans? He wasn't all upset. He was furious. He said he called the city of Houston a trash city. Texans are a trash team.
I like that dirty ass, trash ass city.
He said Texans are a trash team. He will never cheer for the Texans. He hates them now because they beat the Colts. And it really stung him. For some reason, he's decided he now hates the Texans.
Well, it makes sense. If he's a Colts fan, he should hate the Texans.
Yeah, but I think the ass-kicking was so severe, I could almost sense that he wanted to get on the Texans train. And I'm going to offer him a ticket. You know what? Here's the thing, too. Tomorrow, let's do this. Tomorrow, if you got a friend who has gotten off the Texans train and bandwagon and you want to offer them a ticket, just call in or you can just...
Ticket to what?
You can just... We'll call their friend and offer them a ticket to get back on the train.
Oh,
we'll offer Texans train tickets because the train is rolling.
Yeah.
And we will make that call to your friend. Well, basically, you'll need a three-way. You can three-way your friend in because he won't answer our call. But he will answer your call potentially at work.
You want to do three-ways sneak attack him. With the listeners.
No.
That's what you want.
No.
That's what you just said.
A three-way call where we will offer your friend and we'll gently remind them, hey, why'd you leave, buddy?
Yeah. All right, we can do that tomorrow. I also got Super Bowl VIP tables to give away at Warehouse Live Midtown. We're going to all watch the Super Bowl there.
And
we're going to watch the Texans in the Super Bowl at Warehouse Live.
Texans adjustment, by the way. The biggest adjustment was they moved
Derek Stingley
with Amari Cooper. Yeah,
and he shut him down.
And it was the biggest
factor.
Played
a lot of man. And that's a great team to play because you know Flacco ain't running. Flacco tried to run a couple of times, and they break dance on his head.
Their biggest plays came with Njoku and Harrison Bryant, the tight ends. They had the biggest catches. And that's fine. You know that's going to happen. Texans safeties and linebackers are not the best cover players. But Amari Cooper couldn't go off.
You know what? You gave that to him. Oh, well, that's great. That's great. All right, let's get Keith in here. Keith. What did you want to talk about, Keith?
It's Gilbert.
What?
Keith?
You said it was Keith, though.
Hey.
He got me again.
Gilbert got you.
That's pretty good anyway.
Yeah.
That was.
You got him, Gilbert.
Yeah, hey, John, dude. How you want to Lance, did you get my
Lance.
Cap?
Did I get your what?
Your cap. His cap is
no,
division champion cap. You said you were going
to
do it.
No, I never said that.
Yeah,
John,
you
said that. I never agreed to do that.
Oh, my gosh. Gilbert, he said he was going to
get
it for you.
I didn't get it. I didn't get it.
Well, you ain't got a game?
He went to the game.
Well, I've got a pink cap. It's a women's cap. I've got a pink one. Do you want that?
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, well, what's your wife's name again?
Nicole.
Yeah. Can you go online and get one for me, please?
Yeah, can you?
Wait.
You can go online and get one.
Hold on. Why did you need to know Nicole's name?
I forgot her name anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, but why did you need to know her name? I knew you forgot it, but.
Because he needs to know.
I got amnesia anyway.
Amnesia?
Got amnesia?
Yeah.
Where'd you catch that?
Oh, is that why you thought you were Keith?
You don't catch amnesia, do you?
Yeah.
Hang on. Gilbert, did you think you were Keith because of the amnesia, or was that a trick?
Okay.
What did you trick Del, or did you forget your name was Gilbert?
I know I'm Gilbert anyway.
Oh, well, I thought you had amnesia.
So you called in to trick me on purpose?
Yeah, I want a cap anyway. The world champ.
Division champ.
Hey, Gilbert.
But they sold. Y'all know they sold out. Why are y'all doing that?
No,
Gilbert?
They didn't.
They
sell
sold
out.
They'll have plenty.
Go.
It's on back order.
Gilbert, why would you call in and try to trick someone?
I liked it. If Gilbert
tricked someone,
you called in and told me your name was Keith when it's actually Gilbert. Why'd you trick me?
Because he's tricky like that. He's good
That's
like
lying.
That.
Lying.
It's lying. Is what it
Did
is.
Did you change your voice?
No, I changed my voice.
Okay.
He just told me a name, and I assumed he was Keith, and then he tricked me. Or,
tell me the
as
voice.
John said, he lied to me.
Tell me the voice you used.
What?
Tell me the voice you used when you said your name was Keith.
I used my regular name.
Okay. Use your regular voice.
What about if you were Howard Cosell?
I just don't know anyway, you know.
Can you do the Howard Cosell imitation one time?
This is Howard Cosell anyway, yeah.
All right. That's not your best work, but no, that's fine.
It's we'll Howard let it pass. Cosell. Yeah. Gilbert, you do better, Howard Cosell.
What was
what
the other
about
one?
Muhammad Ali?
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm a Ali. I'm the world's third great champion of all time. Yeah, so anyway, yeah.
And didn't you do Dick Clark?
He wants a cap, okay? That's all.
Yeah,
yeah, I want a cap.
Yeah, you can't focus without this cap. Division champs, AFC South
have to
champion.
Be
his thinking cap.
They're right on line, Lance.
Does it have to be
there's
a
one right there? Go get it.
Can it be
right,
like
for me, please, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Can it be like a ESPN 97.5 hat?
No, we don't want the division.
No, he wants a division cap.
They don't have those anymore.
They do. They're right here online. Look.
Huh? What are y'all talking about? I don't think they're available.
We got to go, Gilbert. Thank you. Thank you for...
Take later,
bye-bye.
All that effort to trick me, and this is what you came with?
That's all he wanted. That's all he had.
A cap. Get him his cap so he doesn't trick me anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So he doesn't call anymore to ask for stuff.
No, I said...
Larry, give it to him so
that
it ends.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed.
So the relentless pursuit ends.
That's not what I said. He embarrassed me by tricking me. He only tricked me because he wants his cap. Give him his cap.
Del, what's that movie... Where I don't remember the movie. It's great though because if you
Tiptoes,
huh?
Terminator 2.
No. If you looked at somebody like once they were
past
coming
lives.
After you, you had to, no. Once they were coming after you, you could you had to somehow you had to trick someone else and get it put on them.
You mean It Follows?
Is that the name?
Well, that one you had to have sex with someone so the demon wouldn't come after you.
That didn't sound like what happened. That's.
And pass it to them. And then if they kill them, then the demon would come back after you. So pretty much you always had to have sex with someone to pass it
like
down
that.
The line.
It was a scary movie. And it's like, that's what Gilbert, that's what he is. It's slow moving, but it's never going to stop.
It's the big relentless.
It doesn't stop. He's the big relentless.
No, never stops. All right, you know what doesn't stop either? My bookie. And where are you going to bet on your Texans? We don't know what the line is yet. We do know that they're playing on Saturday at 3:30. We know that, okay, because it's the Texans. That's when they play. Now, actually, it's because the Bills or the Steelers are playing on Sunday.
I make them a pick'em.
You make them a pick'em against the Ravens?
Yeah, the smart money will probably come in on
Texans.
No,
honestly, what do you think it's going to be?
I think it'll be 6.5.
Yeah, in that neighborhood. I thought that's too much. I think that's too much. And here's the deal is if it is 6.5, go with your Texans. And you can do it at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. MyBookie has all the bets you could possibly want. You go in there. And you make your initial deposit, and you get your bonus because you can put in bet975, and you go to the sports book. You can do live betting there. You can bet casino, live casino, where the dealer, you see the dealer actually dealing to you. Racing, it's thing after thing after thing. Table games, slots, Bitcoin. You can bet with Bitcoin. It's unbelievable. It's nonstop hijinks and hilarity. It's nonstop fun, especially when you win. All at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. There's literally nothing you can't bet on mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, what happened?
I got a real red wagon. I can't do my work.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lance and John. Scratch that. Reverse it.
All right. 937 ESPN 97.5. We got people waiting here. But what a game. What the hell happened? We talk about, okay, what did the Texans do defensively?
What were we
What happened
about?
To Jim Schwartz and his defense that had been dominating Kyle Shanahan.
Another lie
offenses.
That Dell propagated to try to make us feel bad about ourselves.
9-1 against.
I don't believe
it
any of that.
It was 1-9. I'm not lying. You saw it earlier this year where they shut down the 49ers. He dominates Shanahan. Maybe he doesn't dominate Slowick, but he dominates Shanahan. Plus, the Browns turn into an awful defense on the road. For whatever reason, yeah, they give them a lot of points.
But their defense was awful, too.
I said awful defense on the road.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Awful defense. And their offense was awful, too. Yeah. They doubled down.
Second half, yeah.
Doubled down. Who's next? Daniel wants to talk Texans and Browns. What do you say, Daniel?
Hey, Lo, how you doing this morning? I'm feeling high of a kite right now. One of your callers earlier asked what was the difference between Amari Cooper last time and this time. I told my brother, CJ wasn't there. They held the ball all day long. They just put together highlight films all day long. And I told him that Stingley was going to shut him down. That's what he did. CJ was there to control everything, and they were going to put Flacco back on the couch again. You know, and that's how you go from 265 yards in one game to just 59, because they didn't hold the ball all day long, you know. And CJ is the real deal.
Yep.
Well, they still had plenty of snaps. It was because Derek Stingley more than CJ. Derek Stingley just shut him down, and the Texans didn't put Derek Stingley. He didn't move from side to side with Amari Cooper in the last game. Derek Stingley, I mean, see, sure, the Texans had the ball more, but the Browns had plenty of opportunities. They had plenty of snaps. They just couldn't get the ball to him because Derek Stingley shut him down.
Yeah, and they moved the ball fine in the first half.
Yeah.
At least for the first quarter and a half. They just, yeah.
Except, like you said, it was Njoku.
And, yeah, the tight ends. And
yeah, because they couldn't get the ball to him. They could not get the ball to him because Derek Stingley. Don't let's not take away from what Derek Stingley did on Saturday.
No, Sting was tight. Sting was tight in his coverage, boy.
Really, really good.
He was really, really good.
Okay. He's got to stay on the field, but I'd rather have Stingley than Sauce.
Well, I'm going to wait until Stingley proves. It's four straight years of missing multiple games. He missed
but
half
he's
the
proving
season.
That he is as he's good,
got,
if not better
he's
than
gotta
Sauce.
Be, he got to stay on the field.
He's got to stay on the field. When he's on the field.
He has more interceptions. Sauce doesn't give up a lot of catches, but they're both really, really good.
The quarterbacks.
They're both really good, but the tiebreaker is.
Quarterback's rating is much better against Stingley than it is with Sauce.
Do you play? Are you always playing?
You got to be on the field. You got to be on the field.
I mean, that's what we have to. It's not being a hater. It's just four straight years he's missed three or more games.
But the numbers, when Stingley does play, and he played seven fewer games,
yeah,
his numbers are better.
Just needs to play.
Kobe wants to talk about the Cowboys. Hey, Kobe.
Yeah, hey, man. Congrats to the city of Houston. That team's a really, really fun team to watch. D'Amico Jackson's got playing. But, man, I'm sick of this stuff. I'm 28 years old. The Cowboys last won their Super Bowl about 6 months before I was born. You know, they trot out this team every year with Dak and McCarthy, and they were so good at home, undefeated. And what happens when the playoff rolls around, man? They twist down their leg and give all these Cowboys fans to spend their hard-earned money on memorabilia, on T-shirts and season tickets, and we get this same old stuff, man. At this point, I hope I see the Texans and the Lions, you know, get some Texans guys in the Super Bowl. But listen to you guys for a long time and keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah, in your words, we're heroic. I agree with you. The Cowboys, I don't want to make it too much about the Cowboys, but like I said, I lived this life when I was an Oilers fan. Cowboys, trust me, the best chance you have is for your team to leave Dallas. Then you'll get a new team. Then you'll be bad with just a couple seasons of good for about 20 years, and then you'll get a new quarterback. So you should be good. If the timetable lasts like the Oilers did, they started leaving in, what, 94. The Texans are pretty good in 23 and into 24. So it's about a 29-year run from today. So 29 years from whenever you decide to leave Dallas and you get a new team, that's the best way to go about this, to wash off the curse. It's a curse. It's just like the Oilers' curse. Dallas has it. The only way you get rid of it is your team has to leave. You get a new team. You struggle for about 20 years, and then you finally get a quarterback.
So are you reporting right now, or are you just speculating that there's a chance that the Cowboys leave the city?
There's different people are talking.
How many
there's
sources
talk.
Have you heard this from?
I wouldn't call it sources. It's just like this is the conversation in the background.
Okay.
this conversation in the background about is there any chance that Dallas would ever leave and maybe go to Mexico?
Well,
Mexico City?
Yeah.
The NFL wants to expand and Dallas gets an expansion team.
According to Sweet Miller, it's Mexico's team.
That's what he said one time. Yep. Yeah. He did say that. I will say we lean heavily into our Mexican culture that is here in the city of Houston. Walking through the parking lots, it's La Familia tailgaters. There is there's like three different tailgates right down the line that all had Spanish names. Dude. And then they had the mariachis come out.
Wait a minute. That's
that place went bananas when the mariachis came out. And people were singing along. And I'm like, I don't know this one.
I don't know this one either. I thought the mariachis could have played a little bit faster tune, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, that was a little... I don't know why. Why didn't you play a banger instead of a ballad?
It was.
Why are you playing a mariachi ballad?
A bunch of people were singing along.
And I was like, guys, I didn't know exactly.
The words for that one. I didn't know any of the words to Bun either, but that
or
was
football time in Houston.
I don't know the words to that one either. That's a banger. But there was a Clay Walker wannabe that sang the national anthem. We thought it was... He was doing a lot of that stuff. It was football time in Houston. He was doing, oh, say, can you see?
The parking lots were packed with the tailgating was pumping. There was weed being smoked out there.
Hey,
did you know that
we had snitching.
Five police officers come down into the area where somebody was smoking weed in the building. In the section. Swear on everything. Because we're like, Chris turned. He goes, mota. He gets smell the mota. And then all of a sudden, this police officer came down like, and one of the people who works there, you know. And I thought, oh, what did somebody do? Somebody got in trouble for, I didn't know if there was fighting or if, well, not fighting, but if somebody was being a bully or doing something. And I figured, oh, it's weed. All of a sudden, there's another police officer, another. There were five in there, and they go down, and I'm thinking, ooh, somebody's getting in trouble. They went down there, and they were looking for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, of course, they see the police. They're putting it out, and no one said, right here, officer. Because you know whoever was by him knows who was smoking.
Yeah, but no one ratted. A snitch.
But how did they – but somebody must have because all these police officers ended up in the area.
Yeah.
So somebody must have.
Well, you know what? If you get a one hit.
Don't do the one hitter there. Do it out. You can't do one hitters in the game.
All the way till you go up in that smoking section.
Well, that's still illegal there to hit the one hitter there.
Is it though?
Yeah, it is. Not really.
Not really.
I mean, technically it's illegal.
Yeah.
But I'm walking through the tailgate just like.
I walk all the way there when you could just. Right? That's my motto. Why go all the way to the bathroom when you can just...
Got your weed bin in your pocket.
Why go all the way to the bathroom when you can just pee on this nice floor?
That's a callback to John's behavior 25 years ago.
That was a while ago, but yeah. It was at a Florida bar.
It's Gainesville. Gainesville. So you probably improve the smell.
Yeah, Gainesville.
Terrible.
What a dump.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was Deliverance right outside the campus.
That's Florida. When people think about Florida, Gainesville is what they should think about. Miami's like a different thing altogether.
Oh, no, Miami.
That's not Florida.
Glamorous.
Gainesville's Florida.
That's Deliverance. There's no question about that. All right. When we come back, news of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I'm talking about my peeps. I'm good friends with Houston and Archie. Love those guys. They are experts in the PVF industry, oil, gas, industrial business. You need products or supplies. You need pipes, valves, fittings, flanges, forged steel couplings, hoses, all of that stuff. They've got like, I don't know, 14,000. One time he said we had 17,000 items in stock at their warehouse. They've got it now for you. What do you need? Okay. Any part that you need, stocked or not, they can get it. You're looking for a particular item, give TPC Industrial a call today. Rapid delivery. Their trucks are right there. They're in Mont Bellevue, so it's easy to get to, easy access to I-10, and they can get to anywhere in the surrounding areas really quick. You need your product. If your company, your supplier is not coming through, call our guys. 346-226 346-226-3866. 346-226-3866. Or go to TPCINDL.com. That's TPC Industrial. TPCINDL.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Twin Flames.
None of it matters because you're a twin flame and this is your union.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird. All right, welcome back. Our final segment of the day here is always news of the weird. A Chinese chess champion is suing the National Association of China for mental distress. They stripped him of his title because he was drinking alcohol and he dropped a deuce in the bathtub of his hotel room. Do you think you should be stripped of your title?
Okay. I've made mistakes when I've been drunk and I've had
popcorn.
Bad. Yeah, and I had, threw up on the outside of my car. My kids thought I had food poisoning or whatever. It happens, but how did he, how did they know?
He couldn't make it to the bathroom.
Okay, well, how did they know?
Well, the hotel must have reported him. Maybe everybody stays at the same hotel, and, hey, that guy dropped a deuce in our bathtub.
You have dishonored this hotel.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
But I'd give him his title.
Let him have his title. Just suspend him for a week.
If he was able to get that drunk where he dropped a deuce in a bathtub and still win, I think you should give him.
Well, are you sure he didn't win afterwards?
He should get more for it, not just the
medal. Wait. Is this just maybe poor behavior? He embarrassed? Was this at the tournament or was he just just hanging out?
At the tournament.
Was it after he won and he was celebrating?
Oh, it could be.
You can't get mad at him for that.
No, right. You can't be mad
at him. You're right. And if he did that and he still won, then. No, give that man back his title.
Yeah, give that man his title.
China, you're too rigid on this.
A couple of Florida stories. First, a Florida school board has eliminated all dictionaries from the school libraries because they have sexual comments, sexual words in there, in the dictionary.
What?
Like the stuff that you're not supposed to say. And Governor DeSantis has said, we're not having sex in our classroom.
You mean words that we thought were slang at one point?
No, you should definitely not have sex in the classroom.
Words that we thought were slang at one point or actual scientific words?
All of them. All of them. And sexual.
Breast is no longer?
Well.
Is that a reason why?
Is that arouse? Okay.
Well, breast.
And stimulate?
Not all the time.
Another Florida bill will make it defamation to accuse someone of racism, sexism, homophobia, and transphobia. You can, if you call someone a transphobe or a homophobe or sexist or racist, you could be charged. You could actually well be charged or get sued for defamation.
So if I
Good.
Have so
that
I have,
time, if you I have to prove it now.
Prove I have it. A recording that says that someone says I hate gay people. Am I in the clear? If
yes.
it's recorded,
yes, yes, you have to record everything.
Okay,
now.
As long as it's recorded.
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently, this poop trend at Disney theme parks is on
what?
The move.
What trend?
Yeah. Apparently, people, again, are dropping deuces while they're waiting in line.
There's a lot of deuce drops in this show.
Yes, there's a lot of deucing going on. Can we stop deucing all over the place? Can't we just go to the bathroom and sit on the toilet anymore? Okay.
That's no fun.
The ban on guns. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled. Ban on guns in post offices is unconstitutional. Just load up and go to the post office now.
Unconstitutional.
Isn't that where it started, going postal?
Yeah. Well, it's the post office workers.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now, apparently, they can't ban you from bringing your guns into the post office anymore.
Where are we going now? Thank you, Supreme Court. Yeah.
Thank you, Supreme Court.
Where are we going now? This is more freedom. You can bring your gun into the post office where everything's just full of frustration.
A lawmaker in Indiana says free bus rides on an election day are not fair. That you should not, there should not be free bus rides on election day.
Oh,
guess
man.
Which party he's part of.
I'm going to guess the red one.
The Republican Party. Ding, ding, ding. Congratulations, Del.
Free
Free bus rides should be illegal.
What's his argument that people shouldn't be able to ride the
bus
for free?
It's not fair.
Fair to who?
It's not fair to the people who have cars.
Is this like the people who got upset when loan, like student loan forgiveness was going on? Hey, what about me? I pay. Is this what this is?
I paid for my car. Why do they get to go vote for free?
Because, well. So. Hey, Rick, I won't use the term rig, but find any advantage you can, I guess.
I guess so. It's a huge advantage for people
to ride the bus for free on that particular day.
That's way too bad.
So what they're saying is we don't want people without cars to vote.
Right.
At least not
walk
for free.
There.
Or at least pay for it.
Or get an Uber. Right?
Wait, are we talking about public transportation? Or just are they
public
putting buses in neighborhoods and taking
buses.
People? Oh, public transportation. Well, I mean, I see why he's fighting it. I see why he's fighting it. I don't agree, but I see why.
Oh, no, I know why.
Yeah, we know why.
It's reasonable from
his perspective.
We don't want
Democrats to get there.
Yeah.
I know why he's fighting it.
There ain't a lot of Democrats in Indiana, are there?
Yeah,
no.
That state generally goes one way.
Yeah,
I think you're... That's a fight you don't have to fight.
Lance, you, my friend. What's Lance talking about here, Dale?
My name's not Dale, by the way.
Oh, what's your name?
That's Dale.
We're done, Paul DeLon.
No, we're not done.
Lance is talking about Underdog.
Underdog Fantasy. You got football. Did you go higher? Did you go lower? Did you go lower on Amari Cooper's yardage? You should have, because that would have been one of your winners. Maybe you went higher on Nico Collins catches. That would have been a winner for you. Did you know with Underdog Fantasy, it's still every day's basketball day, but football with the playoffs, oh my gosh. Underdog tonight, you've got higher and lower tonight on the Pick'em Challenge on your app. Download the app, and it's very easy to use. Couldn't be simpler. Your first deposit, you're going to use promo code Lance. They're going to double your first deposit up to $100. You put 50 in, they match your 50. You put 100 in, they match your 100. You put as low as $10 in, they'll match your 10. And then you have to use promo code Lance, and then you pick higher or lower between two players and five players. So you want to keep it low? Just play two players, higher or lower statistics. It pays three times your original play, but you want to get sporty and pull five of them out of the hat? Boom, you hit all five. That's 20-1. It's real money, and it's absolutely legal right here in the state of Texas. It's my good friends over at Underdog Fantasy. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.com. Time to wake up.
Hey, you. You're finally awake. You were trying to cross the border, right?
Bye, bitch.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.